And welcome to the Tales of Woman Box podcast. This is episode 287. Spotlight on DC Comics, the Commandy Challenge, number one, circa 2017, part one. I am Chris Mosby. Hello? Caleb?
I'm here.
Okay.
What?
It's your turn to announce yourself. Announce yourself here.
Oh, I didn't. I'm abstaining. No.
He's having issues tonight.
Oh, my God. I hate Sundays. All right. Yeah. Hey, this is Caleb. Hating Sundays. Sorry.
That's right. Not how the song goes.
No.
Yuck it up.
I am Murray. And I'm here.
Yeah. All right. Couldn't identify a. Hey. Jim Morrison song, if it's to save his life.
Oh, okay. No, I wouldn't know Jim Morrison. He's like way not in the 80s. There's nothing poppy about Jim Morrison.
Well, some people will disagree.
Maybe he
with
was
you.
In the 80s. Okay, I don't know.
No, he was in the 70s. He's not my favorite, but, you know.
There's the Val Kilmer reference. Okay, got it.
Got it.
Okay. Hey,
I really know the Doors. The Doors. You're talking about the Doors.
Yes.
I was talking about the Doors. Talking about, actually, it was a Jim Morrison quote. He was so stoned, he called himself the Lizard King.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I probably should have known that. But...
yeah, they...
I think that.
Tell ya, that I don't know my Van Morrison or my... No, not Van Morrison. Van Morrison. That's not who we're talking about. Van Morrison, I think I know about. I think I know more about Van Morrison than I do about...
Jim Morrison.
Morrison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I found out about the Lizard
Morrissey.
King.
Is it Van Morrissey? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Van Morrison. Yeah, Van Morrissey. The emo brown-eyed girl guy. Moon.
Yeah. Him I know guy. More about than I do about Jim Morrison.
Okay. All right, then.
Van Morrissey. Van Morrissey and the Smith. Okay,
yeah,
got it.
All right, now we've all come around here. Okay. So we're going to be going over the first issue of the Commandy Challenge. And if I remember correctly, this is like the DC Challenge thing where we start off with a story with one artist and writer, and then they leave a cliffhanger, and then the next artist and writer's got to pick it up where it left off.
Yes.
And try to get them
and
out.
We'll see if it falls apart like the original DC Challenge.
You know, I actually got like the first I've got several issues of that first run, and I never finished it because it was crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is kind of a mosaic kind of thing, which what they try to do is they're setting up the next writer and artist for what they call a cliffhanger, and then they've got to figure out how to get them out of the next artist has got to figure out how to get out of it, and then mm-hmm. so on and so on. So this is 12 issues. I wasn't expecting two stories. I was surprised when you said, because I hadn't read it, you said, you know, hey, two stories.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
I think it's just the first issue that's two stories.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're gonna do the first issue and this time, and obviously, sometime in the future, part two will come. Maybe even next week. You never Maybe. Know. All right.
So,
let's get into.
So wait. So, yes. Hold on. So one of you needs to give some background as to A, who Commandy was, and B, why DC is doing this for the fans.
Alrighty.
Well,
don't make me do it because I'm having the audio issues, okay?
They are doing this to celebrate Kirby's 100th birthday.
If he was alive.
I think
alive,
it's his 100th birthday. If he were alive.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, DC is totally celebrating it. And I think they picked Commandy because it was probably, what do they say at the back? Dan DiDio has a little blurb.
Well, they're probably doing it because the copyright might be running out, and they need to publish something to keep the copyright. That's probably closer to it.
They've been planning. It says they've been planning this for like 2 years.
Right.
It's a labor of love for everyone involved. They're celebrating one of the industry's greatest creators, Jack Kirby, while playing with one of his greatest characters, Commandy, and. I mean, they're not wrong, because his Commandy run lasted longer than any of his other DC runs.
Yes.
Lasted longer. I mean, the Fourth World stuff has had more of an impact on DC, but it was done within 12 issues, and his OMAC was done within 5 or 6. And yes,
according to Wikipedia, the Commandy Last Boy on Earth ran from 1972 to 1978.
Yep. 60 plus issues, and I have them all.
Yes.
All right. Oh, so really? I'm gonna piss Murray off here.
Uh oh.
Go for it.
I'm gonna say that he had some great creations, but I thought Jack Kirby had some great creations, but I absolutely hate his art.
I can see that, because I didn't love it as I was growing up, but I love it now. I do love it now, but I didn't. As a kid, when I was reading the stuff, I didn't like it. I did not, but I like it now. I like it a lot now. Yeah, I mean,
it's an acquired taste, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's see. Let's look a little bit of background on Commandy. He's a young hero in a post-apocalyptic future. If you don't know what that is, I can't help you. After a huge event called the Great Disaster, also known as the Trump Administration, humans have been reduced back to savagery in a world ruled by intelligent, highly evolved animals. See?
Okay, so that's not Trump.
That fits.
He ain't highly evolved.
Well, he's not highly evolved, but he is an animal. Anyway, so this kind of fits. This is very topical. The Great Disaster. I love it. So I'll tell you what. I think I'll do this first one. What do we say? I'll do this one.
Sure.
All right, here we go. I haven't done one in a while. And we see an ad for the Wildstorm. They're finally going to stop trying to get the Wildstorm universe merged into the DC universe because it never worked. And they're going to do their own thing, as it should be, and I'm so happy about it. So you see, the first cover is a wonderful one. It's like Keith Giffen, I believe.
Nope.
Oh, no, it's not. Who is that? Is that Scott?
Nope.
No?
Bruce Timm!
Oh, that's right.
I know, we were trying to figure that out weeks ago, and
there we
it's
go.
Bruce Timm.
There's some Dale Eagersham.
Oh, there it is, down there in the bottom right-hand corner.
Yeah, it is. I see it now. That's... The third one is Giffen.
Okay.
Yes. And he does that style pretty well, I think.
Yeah, he does a good Kirby.
Okay. So here we are. The first one is a Keith Giffen and Koblish, I believe. So the first story. Here we go. The day, not quite tomorrow. The time.
And Didio did it as well.
Didio's the writer.
Is he?
Yeah.
This ought to be fun. The time.
It's going to be fun.
Later time than you think.
I'm going to take you out.
I'm sorry. I just don't think you should be writing, man.
Because you don't like fun comics? You'd rather see Commandy's
like
arm
him.
Ripped off?
I like him. I don't like him. I love fun comics.
He's a lovely man.
In this corner, we have Chris Mosby weighing in at...
Mr. Didio is lovely,
roughly.
Lovely, lovely, full of energy and enthusiasm.
Okay, good.
He doesn't wear a stupid ball cap everywhere, and he's not ripping arms off people.
Oh,
and
now.
He can tell a story in one issue instead of eight.
Okay. Yeah, but is it a good story?
Yes, it's fun.
Okay, all right.
Tell me the last time a Geoff Johns character smiled or cracked a joke.
Well, he's not writing right now, so...
You're right. Do you know why?
Because
none of his characters smile.
Okay, whatever. He did a great Green Lantern, dude. Come on. All right, let's go.
Yeah, was Green Lantern fun? Was he fun?
It was to me, but anyway.
Fun? Fun.
Yeah.
It was fun?
There was lots of arms
read.
Being ripped off, though, but I'll give you that.
Yeah, see? Not so fun.
Okay. We got you.
I win.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Okay, in the background.
I'm in my dude. It's over here.
Okay,
baby's
here
in the corner.
Get some popcorn. This is gonna be fun.
Yes, it is, because it's written by Didio.
Oh!
Boom.
Okay, honey,
ding,
are
ding,
you
ding.
Awake yet? I'd hate for you to be
knock
late to school.
Punch.
Okay, some old lady's hollering at this kid. It's a blonde kid. You ready? and you're already missed your bus. Now, why wait till he missed the bus to wake him up? I don't get that. Huh? I missed what? The bus, dear. I missed the bus. Why didn't you wake me sooner? I wanted to get in early. I was studying for a history test. Okay, so we're seeing some meta here because he's in his room. You've got Batman and Superman photos posted up, and he's getting his clothes on, and he's going out, and he's got an Aunt May thing going on with his grandma. Uh-huh. And she's, not to worry, dear. I doubt they'll start the day without you. Let's hope not. The last thing I want is trouble. And I haven't quite got the significance of this, but there's a book on the table that he took off. It says The Art of Cartography.
Because one of the things for this series is they've got this big, Kirby did this big map of the Commandy world.
Oh,
and it's,
you know,
got like all the different blur. It's got different quadrants and stuff, and I think the creative teams on the series are using that map to kind of tell their story. So I think each story is maybe taking place in a different zone of Commandy's world or whatever.
Yeah.
Based on the map.
Cool.
I think.
So the kid's running through this park. He says, I know, I'll cut through the center of town and hop on before the last stop. And he runs through. It looks, reminds me of except for there's trees, the Sandlot. For some reason, that's the first thing I thought of when I saw that. And he's running by, and there's a guy that says, hey, if you're looking for the bus, you just missed it. Sort of figured it out myself, Mr. Royer. And in the background, you see Mike's Pharmacy. So who's that supposed to be?
Mike Royer? He was one of Kirby's inkers.
Oh, okay. I didn't recognize the name. So then he runs by, and of course you see, it's Jack Kirby, obviously, because he's got the cigar and he's smoking it. If you're late to school, don't take no crap from those teachers. You know it, Mr. Kirby. And that's exactly what something he would say.
That's more of the giveaway that he calls him Mr. Kirby.
Well, it looked like the little icon on the front, too, but that was obvious. Wait, there it is. I still might make it. I know I can. And he's like, okay, and then stop right there. And the cop stops him. I don't care if you're late for school. The last boy on earth. No one crosses against the red. Okay. It's for your safety. Yeah, I know, but I'm really late. Well, it's my job to make sure nothing happens to you. Like the fate of the world depended on it. Hint, hint.
Those faces are so Giffen.
Yes, they are.
They're so, so Giffen-y. They're like Ambush Bug Giffen-y.
Yeah. I keep expecting to see like Spider-Man or something in the background, like an old loser comic.
They're like squished. They're like Headless Sunboy Giffen.
Yeah, they are.
Kind of.
Yeah, he likes to do that thing, like the Superman and Batman things that were on the wall in his room. You see that Superman, but there's a shadow over his face, so you can't only see the eyes or something. He does that a lot, just like that lady in the background.
Yeah, this is not 5 years later where we get foreheads and chins.
Yeah, Giffen. Exactly. and all of a sudden, foosh, the fate of the world. That's a very good James T. Kirk impression. Oh, holy hell, they found us, the cop says, with his eyes you can't see him because they're covered by the cap. Or he might not have any. We don't know yet. Did a piece of the sky just break off and fall to the ground? All of a sudden you hear, the perimeter has been breached. The boy must be protected at all costs. Every defense protocol is now in effect. And then you see something, I don't know what it, I can't really tell if it's got legs or not, but there's lasers. There's lasers, and we see some Kirby dots blasting on each side of him. And there's a hole in the sky, I do believe.
And for those wondering about the perspective here, think Truman Show. James Cameron doing the Truman Show.
There you go. That's right. It would be in 3D too, I imagine.
There you go.
Finally, we've broken through. The city is ours, and you see some, I don't know, they're shock trooper looking guys, and they're swinging in on ropes out of some device. Destroy them all, but save the boy for me. And then all you hear, a crack-a-boom. Take a drink, everybody. And then all kinds of Kirby dots. And he gets hit. Oof. The kid, that is. Not to worry. Yeah. We'll take it from here, says a couple people behind him, and some chick that, well, it might be a chick. It might be a guy. I'm not really sure. It kind of looks like
both. No, that's a guy. It's a guy.
There's earrings, though.
Wow, guys wear earrings now. This is the
90s. Yes, I know, 90s. But it looks more, it's kind of like.
This is beyond the 90s.
What do you think, Caleb? Is it a guy or a girl? It's kind of in between to me, anyway.
Oh, it's got fingernail polish. Maybe
a lady. It is a young lady.
Yes, nail polish with a mustache.
So,
it looks
so,
like. No,
so
that's the upper lip.
I'm sure Van Morrissey wears nail polish.
Okay.
Yes, but he would have long hair.
So you can see another bald guy behind him, which may be Lex Luthor, I don't know. Might make sense to get home to your grandmother. Oh, knowing Giffen, it might be Professor X standing up. I don't know. You know, he likes to do that. All of a sudden, now, and they get hit. Arg! And then you see all these other people. They got these futuristic, they're dressed like 20-ish century humans, but they got these futuristic pistols and they're shooting at the baddies that came out of the hole in the sky. This can't be happening. We're under siege and somehow the entire town is battle ready. Everyone is armed but me. That sounds like my town, actually. great, now we have people falling from the sky. And you see a guy falls down on one of the guys shooting, and there are all these in shadow people over there on top of the buildings by the water tower. I need to make it home if I can just... Oh, no! And he gets hit. Ugh! Creepy dots everywhere. Stay where you are, boy. The price on your head is steep, and the bounty is all mine. And then you see this guy. Why do you want... Man, my glasses, I tell you. Why do you want me? Who are you? What? Stay back. You're a... guy looks like a rat with a mask on. And a very... Because
he is a rat. Yeah. He's a rat. He's a dirty, dirty rat creature.
It's Commandy's world. What do they call it?
A world ruled by intelligent, highly evolved animals.
Yeah.
What I am is your Hey, kid,
yeah,
I think I hear you.
Jack Kirby just came and clobbered him.
Yeah, and he would do that, too. I'll take care of this furball. And he's got it down on the ground, and he's beating the crap out of him. Mr. Kirby!
He's gonna take him to Yancey Street and clobbering time him.
Yes, it is clobbering time. Mr. Kirby, I can help. You heard me, and all of a sudden, smash, run, and then Mr. Kirby's see, we have a faceless person now, thank you, Mr. Giffen.
Yeah, because he's a robot.
It's a robot underneath. It's all Westworldy. So then you get to
I need to watch. I need to catch up on that show.
I need to, too. I don't know. I started it, and it was kind of... I wasn't expecting what was going on, and it kind of off-put me, and I just stopped watching it for a while. But I've got them all. And then I went and bought the original movie on Blu-ray. Just because. Anyway.
Because it's Yul Brynner.
Yes. Yes. And what's the name of his character in Magnificent Seven? Chris, that's right.
Yes.
Chris Morrissey?
Chris,
yeah. No, not Chris Morris. The sky! So, he's standing there. He's all...
He's almost been commandeed.
Yes.
He's lost his shirt. His jeans are all cut up. He's not quite commandeed yet. He's almost there.
And he's got tennis shoes on.
Tennis shoes, I know. Exactly. Yeah, he looks like Dr. Banner after changing back from the Hulk. He's barely got pants on.
Commandy never had kicks, so it's...
That's true. Well, he was barefoot most of the time. No, he's got boots.
No, he had, like, blue booties.
Yeah, I see him now. Okay, Mr. Kirby, everyone, they're robots, and the rats, talking rats. Where did they come from? Oh, man, look at all those Kirby dots behind him. Oh, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I need my grandma. That's exactly what I say when I get attacked by talking rats.
Totally.
Well, look at you. Seems like you've had quite the day. Grandma Iris, he says very quietly. Why don't you come inside so I can get you washed up? There were rats. Giant talking rat. I'm sorry. I'm doing the William Shatner thing. Sorry about that. Yes, dear. Grandma knows all about them. Grandma knows everything. I hope not everything.
Now, isn't that what what's her name from Apocalypse used to say.
Oh, Granny Goodness?
Yeah.
Granny Goodness.
Yeah, much more.
It's similar. Yeah.
So just imagine Ed Asner doing the voice there. This is the moment I knew would come, but I hoped would never arrive. There was so much for you to learn. Now there is no time. I taught you all I could while we were together. The chamber will take you to safety and teach you the rest. Your parents feared this day and foresaw that you might be forced to leave this bunker. They promised to leave a trail. Find them, and together you can save the world. So she just, there's like this portal open. All it's blue Kirby dots now.
Yeah, and that first panel, it looks real Omac-y.
Yes, it does. And she shoves him through. What? What are you doing? I can't leave you. Don't worry about me, and always remember, your grandmother loves you very much. And
that sounds Granny Goodness-y.
Yeah, she's standing there with the, you know, no face, shadowed face thing that Giffen's really good at. The boy, give him to us. And then all of a sudden, she opens her mouth, and there's a robot in there. Leave my grandson alone. And then, foom, and big explosion.
Which is classic Kirby lettering, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, it foom. Is.
They did. Who did the lettering them. Back then?
God. I don't know, man.
In the
back in the day.
In the Commandy books?
I don't
remember.
Was it Castano or whatever his name was?
Costanza?
Costanza?
I don't think he worked on those books.
Now, see, there's something I didn't know.
I don't remember.
In the publication history of Commandy on Wikipedia, I scrolled down the wrong thing by accident, and it says, DC editor Carmine Infantino had tried to acquire the license to publish Planet of the Apes comic books. When this failed to happen, he asked Jack Kirby for a series with a similar concept.
Well, it's very similar.
Kirby had not seen the films, but he knew the rough outline. Okay, anyway, we'll go back to it. So now we see... We see like a bunch of pictures of Trump's cabinet, a bunch of ugly apes and fish people and dog and lizards and I don't know what else. It's just nasty.
Yeah, there's Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, there you go.
In the lower left hand corner.
Yeah.
And you see all these big words that says, find your parents, God watchers. Oh, and there's a monkey holding a Superman suit. That's interesting. Bay of Bones, save the world, Mirage Maker, Snow Wizards, remember, Command D.
Mm-hmm.
Look what I found. What sort of creature is this? Remember, Command D. It's Commandy, is it? Come with me, Commandy. I have use for you. Yeah, that's where his name come from, the name of the bunker. Very nice.
Yep.
So he was probably in a VR simulation, I believe.
I think so.
And that's what he was getting a bleed through when they were actually attacking the bunker he was in. Put him in the carriage. We need new flesh for the arena. Wait, where are you taking me? Silence! You forfeited your right to speak by being born human. Isn't that? Well, never mind. I'll stop with the Trump jokes. My mind swimming. That chamber. How long was I inside? Must focus. I don't understand. Somehow my parents are alive and I need to find them. But I have to survive this, whatever it is, first. And he's like in a cage on the back of a... Oh, man. This is blatantly Planet of the Apes now that I know that little tidbit. Oh, no. He looks out the bars and sees... Stop! This is crazy! I may not know what's going on! You hear that, Urklo? The creature's making demands! I don't know what... He didn't really show what he saw, did it? He's just looking around. Probably a Statue of Liberty falling.
Yeah.
Never. Actually, that's on the first cover.
Is it?
Yeah, the original one from 72. He shows a little picture on the Wikipedia place. Afraid of a little challenge? Get in there. Prince Tufton deserves a good show. And then you see this big gorilla. Tiny never disappoints, especially with royalty watching. And he's like, that's Tiny. I need to survive this challenge, or else I really will be the last boy on Earth. Boom, boom,
boom. Boom, boom, boom. Cliffhanger.
Yes, The Rules by Dan DeBoss DiDio. Story and art by Keith, the last artist on Earth, Giffen. Sensational Scott Koblish. He is quite sensational. I like that guy. Colors by Way Out Hi-Fi. Letters by Cataclysmic Clem Robbins. Edits by Brittany the Brave Holzer. And Commandy created by Jack the King Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up.
As co-edited by Stan Lee, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see.
So you're gonna put a hard break at this point there?
Yes. That's the first. I almost started reading it. That is the first story in this one, and we will pick this up at a later date. So,
totes.
So what do you guys think? What do you guys think?
Loved it.
Yeah, actually, it was kind of fun. I have to admit, Giffen's art helps with it. It really sold it. And in looking at Dale Eaglesham, I love his art, but I don't know. It might not translate as well. We'll see.
Well, it's clear why Giffen and Scott Collins work together all the time as well. I mean, they have the same sensibility of art.
Yes,
so absolutely. It's easy for Scott Collins to translate Giffen's stuff mm-hmm. for his books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, as always, anybody have anybody?
Real quick, I just want to say, my first hardcore exposure to Commandy mm-hmm. was Crisis. So,
Yeah, me too. As a matter of fact.
Was it really?
I believe it was, yep. Yeah.
I think mine was maybe when he crossed over with Karate Kid. Maybe.
Wow. That's way earlier than me.
Yeah. I picked up a cheap copy of the very first Fourth World Omnibus by him. I haven't read it yet, but I was trying to get a better appreciation for Kirby.
Karate Kid and Commandy teamed up.
Yeah. I'm sure I would have picked it up in the back issue bin, so I don't think I definitely didn't pick it up as it was coming out, but I don't think.
Let's see.
I don't think so. But that's probably my first Commandy.
I trust your memory.
Yep.
All right, so close it out. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Infinite Crisis as well.
What? Remember he was in, what was the weekly that Command D was a big part of?
Oh dear! You're not gonna make us say it, are you?
It was in Countdown.
It was in Countdown. Okay.
Yeah, I think Countdown gave us.
Yes.
Countdown gave us the Great Disaster, sort of.
Yes, it says it
like
here.
It showed Countdown how the Great five, Disaster yeah. Could have come to be in one particular parallel. Earth.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
I know something good happened in there.
Yeah. All right. Mm. So let's see. Is that it? Everybody, anything else?
No, before we continue? Sorry.
All right.
Oh no.
Okay. As loaded. Always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromlongbox.com and know us what you think about things, suggestions, comments, complaints. Complaints, that's a different email address, and I'll give that
cookies
some other time. Yeah, there you go. Cookies, yeah, who knows? We might give cookies, I don't know. And let's see, you can join us on our Facebook page and let us know what you think there. Or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. Yes, I was just looking at the dashboard today, and WordPress and the other plugins that I have on that site has blocked 5,600 malicious login attempts on our website.
5,600.
Yeah, more people than listen to the podcast. Actually, I think.
I don't know.
We'll see. But anyway, that's it for this week, and we are out. And stop recording.